This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome once again to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer of the Morton County Sheriff's Office will join us momentarily for an update on the ongoing siege of Bismarck, Morton County, and the surrounding area from a group of lawless thugs that are you ready for this now? Every day I come to the airwaves and talk about an update of where we're at. This is the 110th day. 110th day of this. Absolutely incredible. Quite a weather situation out there. We talked earlier with the National Weather Service's J.P. Martin, and he basically said it's here, and really a lot of what we expected and anticipated, maybe more snow. Certainly there will be some more snow in some areas than was anticipated. Otherwise, pretty much just exactly what was advertised. If you are needing to go somewhere, the advice from the Weather Service was just slow down, double about the time you normally take to get there, and you should be okay. So that certainly will be the case. We'll continue to update you. Any questions, any answers you're looking for, feel free to get them into us at 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Sheriff Kirkmeyer is here. Also, the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI will be here today. We have a Monday Safety Talk edition of the program. A couple of segments on that a little later on today. And if you don't have a real good plan for safety at your workplace, what are the obstacles to it? You know, what are the resources that are out there to get it done? We're going to talk a little bit about that with Chuck Claremont from the North Dakota Safety Council and Brian Clifville from WSI. Stay tuned. Without any further ado, we welcome back to the program Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer, Morton County Sheriff. Sheriff, I want to start by, saying what I've said to about every member of your team that we've talked to and all of the law enforcement from the Highway Patrol and the police folks and everybody really in government that is managing this. We know there's no Thanksgiving. We know there's no holidays, so we certainly appreciate everybody. Is everybody feeling appreciated given the long hours of 110 days of this, do you believe? Do you feel the support from the community?
Well, first of all, good morning, and thanks for having me. And the weather has definitely changed. But as far as the community support and what we have been seeing the last couple of weeks has really touched a lot of the law enforcement areas in the area and that are helping, and it's been very much appreciative. And we're hanging in there. It's been every day since Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's always been some activity that we respond to. We don't start this. We just respond to things that are occurring.
Yeah, we're doing this on Facebook today, too, Facebook Live for folks that are not near the radio or iHeartMedia today and be able to hear it. And Jeffrey just said, Sheriff Kay, I live in Mandan. You have my vote. Already thinking about the next election, for crying out loud. And Shane says, hashtag back the blue. So I know there's a ton of support out there, so I just want to make sure we convey that to you and your team as well. So day 110, where do we find ourselves today? Give us the status update of the operation and this response, Sheriff.
Well, right now we're, the Corps of Engineers came out with the letter closing that area to all public come December 5th. So we'll see what happens. We're under the impression that some people are not going to leave, the area. So we're going to work through that and monitor as we go. But even with the weather, our day-to-day operations as we have been is not going to change at this point.
So the core letter you mentioned, I'm a little confused. When I first saw it, I said, okay, this is something we actually heard something about, had been drafted back in October, but had to be approved by the White House, and obviously never got out of the Justice Department or the White House. Then, given what had happened, maybe somebody woke up and said, we better just do this. So they sent it out, but then they sent a clarifying letter, essentially says, you need to leave, but we're not going to force you to leave. What is your translation of those two letters? What do they tell us?
Well, that's exactly right. I think the Corps of Engineers is just, and the federal government is kind of, kicking the can down the road here to see what happens. But, effectively, the first letter closes that area to the public, and then they are subject to arrest. The second part of it is that they're just not going to forcefully remove anybody from that area, but it takes all the liability off of the Corps at that point and puts it all on the tribe.
I see. Okay, so in other words, the second question is just of ultimately who's responsible for that. Does it mean anything related to forces? Because I know Governor Dalrymple and others have said, fine, we get the first letter, but do what you should have been doing from the beginning here, and that is give our local and state law enforcement some help with federal support and federal marshals and other law enforcement presence from the federal level. Do you anticipate you're going to get that for this effort?
Not right now, I don't. Not as long as the current administration is there. We still are going to keep acting. It's still a federal issue because it's a federal core land, and that's not going to change. So we're going to keep asking for that and to make sure to see what happens because, not only with this, but, public safety is a big concern for everybody in that area. And the backing of the federal government would just help prove that point that public safety is number one and the safety of everybody involved is on our utmost on our minds.
So what is December 5? It comes and they're still there. Then what? I mean, do you anticipate that you said earlier, effectively, it closes that area. They've used that area as a staging ground to do all kinds of illegal activity, riotous activity, and break out from there. You clearly want them out of there. They no longer have the blessing to be there by the federal government. Will you enforce it if the federal government doesn't?
Not right now, no. We're waiting. We're taking this as it's a federal government issue, and they should have been involved in this a long time ago. And we'll just see where it goes after December 5th. Right now I have no plans of going down there, and clearing the camp out until it's safe to do so. But at this point,
define that until it's safe to do so. What would make it safe to do so?
Well, it all depends on how this all plays out, and if the number of individuals and that start to leave the area, and there's just too many people in there for to be safe for anybody, even for those individuals that are staying down in the camp. And it's just something that we need to work through for public safety for everybody involved, not only the law enforcement, but the people that are involved in the camps. And we definitely have to limit the skirmishes that are started, that are more and more aggressive on their end towards us.
Camp itself, what do you know about what is happening in the way of lawless behavior there? We talked earlier with Trent Luce, who has an interview that will be airing today with a veteran, a U.S. Marine, that was robbed and assaulted of everything he owned. I mean, they cleared him out of his tools, everything. And they did so because he was uncovering corruption about money that was being sent down there and not being spent for what it was used for. But I've heard stories of rampant drug use and rapes. I don't know. They're just stories. Do we know what's happening in the way of lawless behavior within the camp?
Yes, there's definitely. We've received reports of people coming up here once they either leave camp or get kicked out of camp. They don't get their materials back, or their property back, and they just kick them out with that. That they come up to the sheriff's department and make reports. And we are taking the reports, but we're forwarding them to the Corps to see what action that they take on it. But there's definitely the alcohol, the drug use, sexual assaults. We do have reports of that.
How has this changed? We're into day 110, as we mentioned earlier, and it seems to me they're really going to multiple places. And a little more strategic in trying to send you in different places. They're there while they go there, and they have two or three protests at the same time and spreading a lot more into Bismarck. Is that their MO now?
Well, I believe so, because they're not getting the attention that they want to get, to do this. So they're trying to bring it to other areas. But bringing it up into the community of Bismarck and Mandan in North Dakota is not supported. Our communities are very well behind the law enforcement. And we're there not for the pipeline. We're there to protect for the rule of law and to make sure that the law is followed. That's what we're here to do, and that's what we intend to keep on doing at this point.
How's this going to end? Well, how would you predict? We have about a half a minute left. How do you see this ending?
You know, I don't know. It just needs to, everybody's got to realize that this is not going to get solved by protesters and law enforcement standing across the line and looking at each other. This needs to be done in a more political manner than what North Dakota can do right now. So it just needs to go up to the chain and needs to be resolved soon.
Are those conversations happening? Do you have any sense that, are you talking to Chairman Archambault or other leaders in the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe anymore?
Yes, we have been, a lot of these meetings are unproductive because there's only, you know, the two options is that, you know, they don't want the pipeline in and they said we should stop it, but, you know, it's legal, so it's got to go through the courts, not law enforcement.
Same deal every day. Yeah, tell us about the courts, exactly. It shouldn't be on law enforcement. Sheriff, thanks for the time. Keep up the great work. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Take care. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
One of those behind-the-scenes Facebook videos. We, first of all, we did Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer, Martin County Sheriff, joining us, and we did that on Facebook. And I'm interviewing Sheriff Kirkmeyer. It's a very serious interview. There's a lot of things going on at Dakota Access. And the comments from people are not, you know, could you ask them, like, when this will end, or why don't they arrest more people, or whatever. It's making fun of the shirt I'm wearing. And then Todd agrees. He thinks the shirt's bad.
Oh, and this,
so Manny, can you kind of, can you be like the tiebreaker here? Are you able to check the video on and see what you think of the shirt? And plus, I'm banking on Manny thinking the shirt's okay. I don't know, but, I couldn't ask Chuck Claremont because we have him on the phone today. And Brian Klipfel from WSI going to join us for Safety Talk here next. We wanted to keep them safe, so we told them to stay in their offices and join us by phone today. None of this coming in the studio stuff. But, Manny, when you get a chance, please weigh in on the shirt. I need your take. Poor Manny. He's just, the phones are ringing off the hook today. It's a crazy day. A lot of weather things happening. Speaking of which, if there are any questions you have related to the weather, think it's a pretty straightforward deal. We got a great start to the show today from J.P. Martin, meteorologist of the National Weather Service, who said, look, more snow than we thought, otherwise pretty much what we predicted, and a very wet snow, and the wind kicks up about 10 o'clock tonight, but we don't think it'll blow around too bad, even though there's going to be a lot of wind and cold because the snow's so wet. So that's pretty much it, and it's moving, you know, west to east. You know, it's just going to keep moving, but the snowfall amounts are going to be heaviest, you know, in that 83 corridor, south to north, from the South Dakota border on up. So you need to know everything. But if you're running into bad travel conditions somewhere or something you want to ask about, we're happy to answer your questions. Call us 24-7, really, at 855-200-1776. All right. We're joined now by our Safety Talk partner, Chuck Claremont of the North Dakota Safety Council. He's the executive director there. And Brian Klipfel, WSI executive director. The two of them together today, both a part of our Safety Talks all year long. But we talk a lot about safety. We talk about safety programs that are out there and different things. But we've never really talked about giving you some tips on resources that are out there that will help you overcome obstacles you might be finding in implementing a successful safety and health program in your workplace, in your business. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Chuck, good morning. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good morning.
Brian, how about you?
Very good. Very snowy.
Yeah, eventful weather. Hey, isn't it? My gosh. Especially if you're in Bismarck, Mandan today. It is just, it has been, kind of all-consuming for sure. Well, we appreciate you being here. And, Chuck, let's start with you, if you would, just on an overview of this, because first thing people really need to know, there are a lot of resources available to do this, right?
Yeah, there sure are. I mean, ultimately, with the North Dakota Safety Council, we have so many programs that we offer, whether it's first aid CPR, whether it's defensive driving, whether it's occupational health. I mean, there's multiple types of training we offer, and, just starting with the North Dakota Safety Council, and I think that's a piece that for people to know that you want to come to a one-stop shop, a one resource. Give us a call. And, you know, the part that I think is so unique with the North Dakota Safety Council, too, is, you know, we combine the quality with the affordability, and that's the part that's may not be stated in our mission, but we strive for that every day to say, not only do we want to make a quality training out there, we want to make an abundance of quality training out there. We want to make it affordable so that everybody can attend, whether it's a conference or whether it's any safety event. And I think that's one thing that stands out when I think of the North Dakota Safety Council.
Let's start with cost, because that's obviously always going to be one, the bottom line. Is it the bottom line that prevents it? And WSI has some incentive programs, some grant programs that really can help a ton in that and bring down some of the walls there. Tell us about those, Brian. What do you guys do, first of all, on incentive programs at the WSI?
Well, first of all, you know, we workforce safety insurance, we handle, you know, workers' comp injuries at work. And our best way of reducing those injuries is to provide a good, robust safety programs, and we have numerous ones. Some of the things that we can do is we try to incentivize the employer to do it. So we have safety training and grant programs through our associations. That's where we work with the Safety Council and other associations around the state of North Dakota. We have an ERGO initiative, ERGO grant program. We have a learning management system where people can sign in and have some training programs. And we have an OSHA 10 program. And I think one of our, probably the things that I think we do the best is we have like 14 safety consultants. consultants around the state, and those safety consultants will go into the business and help them work with the business to get up on the safety programs that we have.
And you know, when you talk about the incentive programs, obviously you're just laying out how this works, and it makes total sense for folks to do it. You also have the grant programs, and talk a little bit about that.
Well, the grant programs. Well, first of all, if you're an employer and you're involved in our safety management program or a safety action menu, you can get up to 25% reduction in your premium for the year. And last year, we saved some employers about $23 million by participating in those programs. So we have that, and then plus we have the Ergo grant programs where they can. Have somebody, a physical therapist, come in and work with their company and find out they need some stuff, and we cost share the cost of the equipment for making the place safer. And then the other grant program that I think this we work very closely with the Safety Council on, and they do a great job, is we have the grant program for the associations where we provide a scholarship of $240, I believe, for attendees to the Safety Council conference that's going to be held in February.
Yeah, and that's we're going to talk about access a little bit and getting, you know, how do I get this information? How do I know? But that is a world-class conference, and it is very affordable, Chuck, which is, you know, rare, I guess, right? If you look at the amount of classes there, the amount of information there, you know, to attend that, to get the programs and the various training there is very affordable thanks to your partnership with WSI, right?
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. WSI does such a great job. You know, Brian mentioned is multiple trainers and people out there that are not trainers, but they're policy people that work out there. And we worked with those guys a lot. Unfortunately, at the conference, they all come, which is awesome. And so they're a great resource. But the conference specifically, you know, you talk about a conference that 3 days of training, 95-plus courses, and what you're looking at is if you're a member of the North Dakota Safety Council, if you get our early bird discount, and if you are a workforce safety and insurance member, you can combine for 60% savings, I mean, where you can get 3 days of safety training for just $330 for full conference. I mean, that when you put those numbers into perspective and you think of how much that we're paying for food alone is another $60 to $70 per person for those 3 days, and you really look to see what the true cost of the program is, I mean, to think you're getting training for $80 a day and that the level of training, the quality training that's being offered at this conference, as you said, it's, in our opinion, second to none. It's not just local training, which is really good. It's regional. It's national people who come in and put on these courses. So we're pretty fortunate to have, first of all, a partner like Workforce Safety that supports us so well, and then a member base that's been so great to support the conference, which really that's what makes it so great, is where we can have 1,000 people attend from all over the region.
Hold that thought, Chuck. We'll off to a break. We'll talk more about it next.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Mind brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Fill up. You get choice at the pump because they're the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. So you got that choice. More choice for the consumer is always good. You can register for the $50,000 total giveaway in PetroServe USA cards, and they give away these $500 gift cards like candy over there, but you got to go in every week and register. And they have the 4 for $4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and the two cookies of your choice. Four items for $4 all day, every day. Congrats to the folks at PetroServe USA who have new members of their family up in Grand Forks now. Valley Dairy locations are now part of the PetroServe USA family as well. So for our listeners up there, you're going to love it. So Manny had a chance to look at the video. Down in our bunker there, and your reaction to the shirt, you're the tiebreaker. Todd thinks it's horrible. You think it's blank. Fill in the blank.
I just don't know what it is. I don't know what exactly the design is on your shirt. At first glance, Scott, I thought you were wearing camouflage. I was going to say, what is he doing, hunting, or what is he doing? But
Dean, I thought there were little snails or something on his shirt. I really couldn't quite tell.
Manny, I thought you knew hip better. It's just style. It's style. In a word, it's style, but obviously.
Styling.
Didn't go well with you. Anyway, that's not important today. What is important is safety, and we're talking about it with our friends from the North Dakota Safety Council. Chuck Claremont's here, and Brian Cliffel's here, Executive Director of Workplace Safety and Insurance, commonly known as WSI. Of course, North Dakota Safety Council, Chuck Claremont, the Executive Director there. Before I go to an update on the situation in Ohio State, I just want to, as we were going to the break, you talked about the conference and, the courses that are there. And going back to, again, why don't workplaces have successful safety programs? Cost. We went through that. Ryan did a nice job of saying, here's incentive programs. Here's grant programs. You can do training. There's all kinds of organizations like what North Dakota Safety Council does. So, you take care of that. So that now we've addressed the cost, the accessibility of effective training, top management support, communication time. Those are some of the other things. And a lot of those really are answered at the conference because you've got high-quality training accessible and affordable. The hands-on training courses for the top causes of workplace injuries and fatalities happening. You got leading-edge safety concept and best practices really shared by trainers from around the country. So bring the boss. And you get the idea. So you did a great job of letting everybody know what's going to happen. How do they become part of this? It's in February. It is February 20th through the 23rd. It's Bismarck Events Center. It is conference registrations. The grant mentioned earlier by Brian is up to $240 for scholarships for those who are available. But tell folks what they need to know to be part of this.
Well, hey, All you need to do is give us a call. You can call us at 223-6372. You can go to our website. You can go to ndsc.org, www.ndsc.org, and we've got right in the front page, there's loads of information, the conference, the registration, the speakers, the 95 classes. I mean, you could spend a whole morning going through it and looking through the classes. There's such detailed information in terms of what we're offering. And, you know, you mentioned something, Scott, about, you know, cost. And that's one thing we made it a point to bring somebody in. We're actually bringing somebody from the National Safety Council to talk about, hey, let's talk to upper management. You know, budget cuts, you know, they get cut. We don't want that to happen. And here's what you can possibly do to show them that, why safety is going to save you money in the long run. And that's something that there's even going to be a course on that. And we're bringing some national speaker in for the National Safety Council. So I think the opportunities to go to this conference, as we say, if you're a safety person or you want to learn anything about safety, you're crazy to not attend this because it's affordable. And you know, it's just the networking opportunities, I think, is tremendous. And you'll be so shocked when you see the facility at the Bismarck Event Center and the 27 people of the North Dakota Safety Council there to help you with the workforce safety's crew that's there. You can learn so much about safety. If there's one event you're going to pick a year, it's this event.
Yeah, 4-day event, diverse lineup, businesses have access to first-class trainers and best practices and hands-on training. Browse ndsc.org, ndsc.org. If you can't wait for that one, there's other events that are out there made affordable by this grant program from WSI. And Brian, there's one coming up in November in Fargo too. Here, it's actually just a couple of days away, right? Tomorrow, I guess. Tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah, we also work with the local associations, and there's the Northern Region Association of State Professionals. That's out of Fargo. Is going to have some training November 29th through the 30th in Fargo, and we help with that association and those costs for that, some of that training, as well as some of the other associations around the state. So we really do have a great partnership with all the associations and with other trainers, and especially with the North Dakota Safety Council.
All right, so you know, I've answered this question on the air before without it even being asked. You know, why do you do this, Scott? What is the point of this? And I say, well, you know, number one, I care about people, and I don't think there's anything more important than safety. So sometimes you tend to kind of get in the weeds a little bit about this stuff and talk about it as a program, right, which it is, right? And, you know, the different things available to set up the program. You got to go to the conference. But you treat it sort of like you treat, are we going to buy this office furniture or that office furniture? You know, do we need a bigger office or a smaller office? You know, all the just day-to-day things that you do and are we doing a good enough job for our customers? So, you know, do we need them? All of that. This is really about people. This is about safety. This is, I'll give you one example. Our TV screens today are blazing with this situation at Ohio State. All right? Now, it's in Ohio, so it's a long ways away. But it could have been at UND or NDSU or Bismarck State College. And similar things have happened at those places, right? In your backyard. What are their safety programs? They're a workplace. Right now we have the Dakota Access Pipeline situation where you've had all kinds of examples of Bismarck and Mandan being overwhelmed by protests, people going into places, out front of places, everything else. What's the plan? What's the program? Right? So don't think about it as a program. Think about it as sort of just a way to be always. And these are resources that really ultimately help you. But workplace safety includes things like the what ifs that you never think of that can happen, just like we're talking about, right, Chuck?
Yeah, you know, you talk about the workplace violence, and that's probably one of the fastest growing programs we have, whether it's planning for, you know, these emergency responses, whether it's active shooters or whatever else. And with all the activity in North Dakota with oil and gas recently, and obviously with the Dakota Pipeline, all that activity going on, we've had a lot of people call us about security assessments, about ultimately just getting their company prepared in emergency situations. And that's the piece that we can offer so much training and opportunity here and education through the North Dakota Safety Council that, you know, we'd like to think that safety is common sense, but unfortunately there's too many people that maybe don't have a lot of common sense. But when you start thinking, as you mentioned, Scott, so eloquently, it's about your wife, it's about your kids, it's about your family and your neighbor. And when you start putting it in that perspective, I think that puts people in a position to say, you know what, it's not just about me, it's about the people that care for me and the people I care for. And when you do that and you know that you got to come home safe every day, and when you're at home, you need to be safe every day so you can see your family come home. And so that's the part that we try to bring it down to that. And I think you made a great statement saying it's ultimately about the people.
Hey, Brian, if you could, talk a little bit about best practices, because I know there's a lot of people that you folks work with all the time that get this and get it well, that it's about people's lives at work, on the road, and anything you know they're doing in their home or community, and they're not thinking about it as a program, they're just thinking about it as a way of life. What advice can you impart on folks out there, from folks you work with day in and day out, about how important this is about making their, you know, their happier, healthier employees ultimately bring out more productivity? It's reduced costs, it's improved morale, but it's also putting your head on the pillow at night knowing you're taking care of people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think it's good. It's not only good, you know, safety, and that's all those things are very important, like as we were discussing earlier, but it's also a good business sense. I mean, if you want to make a profit, if that's your main thing, safety is going to be one of the things that's going to help you out. The main thing with a good safety program and the companies that we work with is they need to have the upper leadership supporting safety. And I think if they can get the upper leadership to support safety and work down through the organization and stress it as this is how our business operates, you are going to be safer and you are going to be more successful also.
Yeah, it really, it all goes hand in hand. And, we could all do better about just recognizing that you've got, you know, somebody in the next cubicle, the next office, in the hallway, that's another person. And everybody looking out for each other. What these two is give you the tools to do that ultimately helps your business do well. So it all makes really good sense for sure. What else do we want to tackle? We wanted really to focus a little bit on you know, the topic today, overcoming the obstacles to creating a successful safety program, because the resources are here. They're easy for you. They're there. And, implementing a successful program could be a challenge, there's no doubt about it, and acquiring support from upper management is one that we haven't really tackled to a certain extent. What any advice there, Chuck, on how folks can you know, maybe be the champion for safety in their workplace and get the boss to buy in?
Well, I think, you know, bottom line, if you get an opportunity to bring, whether it's your workforce safety rep in or whether it's somebody from North Dakota Safety come in, one of our consultants, to sit down and meet with you, be the safety professional and the upper management, and just talk them through the opportunities for training and talk them through the opportunities for saving money and saving lives. And, you know, we've been so fortunate to go out and talk to so many different companies. I know both Workforce Safety and myself, one of our trainers, spoke at Cloverdale last Friday. And, you know, it's so great to see how many companies really and truly are understanding that safety makes a difference. And it's like you said, it's getting in front of somebody from upper management. And maybe you haven't even had an opportunity to talk to them before, but yet you convince their safety professional to say, hey, let me just get in the door. Let me just talk to one of your owners. And I can tell you, in North Dakota, we're so fortunate to have such owners that have great foresight and, business sense. That's the good news, Scott, is that most businesses in North Dakota are making those right choices. They're investing in safety. And that's why, you know, there's so many companies out there that are spending a lot of money on safety, and that is so important. You know, it's not to say that there still aren't incidents happening, that there's more things that could be done. But I can tell you, and I'm sure Brian can make the statement too, that of the, you know, all the businesses out there in North Dakota, most of those companies really and truly care about their employees.
Brian, about a half a minute before I break, anything you want to add to that? Did we lose Brian? Brian, can you hear me now? We got a bad connection there somehow. All right, we're going to come up against a break here, so we'll get Brian a chance to answer that on the other side of the break. You know, we touched on earlier what they do on the cost side. So, you know, if you are the safety champion going to the boss, it's kind of nice to say, you know, hey, did you know about all these programs that are available? I mean, you know, the dollars are there to help that. All the safety management programs, safety action menu. Your local WSI rep has all that information. So, safety consultant, what you search there. More coming up after this on safety.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Scott Hanum from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093 and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
On your mind, our final segment today. We're doing safety talk with our friends from North Dakota Safety Council and WSI on the program. Just a couple of minutes left with them. Quick update for you. We do have one road report from someone that hit the road 94 eastbound and said, east of Steele, just wet, hardly any snow. So that line is still not too far out of Bismarck Mandan there. But as we heard earlier, we'll be moving that way. But more of the Bismarck line, and 83 would be the worst corridor again that we're anticipating, north to south.
that's going to get the most of the snow, but it'll be moving to the out of the west. And one other one I thought was weather related. Any weather questions or comments that we can get you answers for, first-hand reports, feel free to give us a call. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 on what's on your mind. The active shooter alert at Ohio State has been lifted. And we know now that 8 individuals went to the hospital. So that is the latest there. Okay. One of their texter asked a question that I just want to quickly ask our guests about, related to something we brought up earlier. Said, what I want to know is why businesses don't start turning away protesters. If I were broke, I wouldn't take their money. It's pathetic. I'd tell them to leave. We don't want your dirty money. Now, that could turn into a safety situation, right? And obviously, every business is going to be on their own to handle that as they would. But, are those the kind of things, you mentioned earlier, Chuck, that this has come up a lot and probably the most, you know, I guess growing the most of all the topics out there. You know, what are you doing? I mean, you're literally training the person at the cash register how to handle this stuff, right?
Yeah, we go through stuff like high-risk employment considerations, importance of having an emergency response plan, recognition and observation techniques like you're talking about, somebody coming into your location and being able to observe and say, you know, this is somebody who could be causing us problems. Should I bring somebody else in to the situation to help support me? So it is our fastest-growing program called Workforce Violence Planning and Management, as well as our security assessments. More and more companies are saying, come out to my office, my place of business, do a walkthrough, help me support to say how we should be set up better. Should there be security cameras, security fences, whatever else? And we've got guys that have worked in law enforcement for 20-plus years on the job here that really been able to do a great job helping support the community and programs and the schools around North Dakota.
Lot of knowledge here, lot of resources here. And Brian, same with you. You have WSI reps out in different service areas that folks can go online to workforcesafety.com, search safety calls consultant, and find that rep for their area. And what do the reps do? How do they help?
Well, they're going to help them set up a safety program so that they can walk through their business with them. It's all helpful. They're not going to penalize anybody, and they just want to help them to make sure they make a safer workplace. And so I think that's a great benefit that we have. But, you know, getting back to that workplace safety, I agree that is something that's really something that we all have to take a look at. I know we've been doing that at WSI here, looking at our plans and stuff like that. And I guess that's another way to make sure our employees around the state make sure that their employees are safe is by having assessment done and to work on that workplace safety.
Good points. And one more plug for that conference coming up in February, if you would, Chuck.
Yeah, hey, take this time to get set up now. Go to our website, www.ndsc.org, 95-plus courses. There's all kinds of exhibitor opportunities. If you're a business out there looking to get in front of 1,000-plus people, that's how many people we had last year. So between 95 courses, between 150-plus exhibitors, it really and truly is the place to be in February. And it's February 20th, which is a pre-conference day, and then the 21st to the 23rd here at the Bismarck Event Center. No better safety conference in the region and some say in the country. So if you want high-quality safety training and affordable, make sure you go to our website and sign up.
Great advice. Gentlemen, thanks so much for the time, as always, and appreciate the safety talk and the great partnership with the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI allowing us to inform our listeners on something that is literally life and death every single day. And you've made me think much more clearly about those decisions and hopefully our listeners as well. So look forward to seeing lots of folks at that conference and appreciate all your good work. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for being a champion.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Happy to do it. Enjoy it very much. All right. About out of time, just enough time to tell you. First, I want to say a word about a friend of mine that died recently, Don Setter. And Don Setter owned DS Beverages, a Budweiser distributorship that's grown into much more. His story is just incredible. He's the best of America. He was a self-made man, and I love those stories. Attended the same church we did, and on occasion he actually was a Morehead man, but he just had that You know, every time you saw him, he lit up. And he had these little cards he'd hand out called Donsense. So he's rather famous. Folks around here know him very well. And I remember one of them he entered me one time was, "The best of everything is good enough for me." That was Donsense, and all around the best of everything were all the brands, you know, Bud Light and Bud, Mick Light, Bush, and all those. So kind of ever the promoter. But one of my favorites was he'd hand you a card, and on it, it was a picture of the United States. And said, "It's always a good day when you're living in America." That's some good nonsense. Prayer service and visitation for him today. Funeral tomorrow. But a great, iconic businessman in these parts, and just an all-around great guy and very generous. May he rest in peace, Don Center. All right, my friends, I will be back behind this microphone on Monday next week. We're headed off to New York City. You're in good hands all week long with Todd, the radio guy, and a lot of great guest hosts. God bless you. Bye-bye. We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've talked a lot about the hot spring spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because their body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.